Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15 verse 13. Life can be depressing, living can often be tormenting, yet we live on thanks to the God of hope, Jesus Christ. Times can be confusing when one is suffering. What must be the cause? Is it sin? Is it Satan? Is it a new virus? The answers are often not easy to find. Yet the small and still voice of the God of hope instills peace inside us. Jacob had a very traumatic experience when his sons cheated him by telling him that his loving son Joseph had been killed by a wild animal. He lost all hope and lamented for several years after that. Later during the famine, Joseph insisted that the brothers bring Benjamin to him in Egypt while Simeon was held back. When Jacob heard this, he said, "You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more, and you would take Benjamin. All these things are against me." Genesis chapter 42 verse 36. "My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he alone is left. If harm should befall him on the journey you are taking, then you will bring my gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow." Genesis 42 verse 38. Jacob thought everything was lost for him, yet the God of hope did a great miracle in his life. 22 years after he had last seen his beloved son, Jacob was reunited with Joseph. Times can be depressing, life can be tormenting. The God of hope doesn't forget us. He says, "As a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you." Isaiah chapter 66 verse 13. May you abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.